This listening test, Bad Lad, is an interview divided into three parts. Before each part, there is a pause. During that pause, you will have time to look at the questions on your answer sheet. After each part, your task is to answer the questions based on what you have heard. You can make notes in the margin while you are listening. Note that you will hear the interview only once. Now, look at questions 1 to 4 on your answer sheet. Here is the first part of the interview. Listen, please.
Lawrence is a teenage troublemaker. Or rather, he was. Now he's a reformed character. And all because of his involvement in a mass protest against a new road, the Newbury Bypass in Berkshire, England. This unlikely story of a bad lad made good, or at least a whole lot better, began when Lawrence was just 14. To find out how this happened, we have with us in the studio today Lawrence himself and his mother, Lynn. So, Lawrence, why did you go to Newbury in the first place?
I suppose I was seen as a troublemaker, and they kicked me out of school for 9 months. Being suspended, I think they call it. They wanted rid of me to get a peace and quiet, I suppose. I need to think things over, they said.
But why Newbury?
Well, Sophie's there.
Sophie?
That's my sis. She lives there on and off.
On and off?
Yeah, she travels a bit, my sister. I used to have this really good job and a flash BMW. Gave it all up to protest against this bypass they started building ages ago.
So what's wrong with the bypass?
Think of all that land being carved up just for a bit of asphalt. And the trees being chopped down for what? Those beautiful old, old trees.
Lynn, what do you think about all this?
Well, I felt that my son had reached a turning point. Either he could lose confidence entirely and give up on his education, maybe turning into a real delinquent, or on the other hand, he could reform. You know, see the error of his ways.
And now, please answer questions 1 to 4. Now take a look at questions 5 to 10. And now, listen to part two.
Lawrence, if we could come back to you, what actually happened when you got to Newbury then?
Well, as I said, Sophie was already there and I thought I'd join her to see what was going on before she moved off somewhere else, as she always did. It was amazing, all those people up there in the trees refusing to budge. Imagine all those bulldozers and bigwigs, and they couldn't do a thing. If looks could kill, you should have seen it, and I was up there with them.
But how did you survive then?
Oh, I built my own bender.
Bender?
A sort of tent made out of branches and tarpaulins. There were lots of us. We had our own campsite. Sheep Dip Camp, it's called. The first time around, I was there for 3 weeks, and then I came back for another three over Easter. Better than being at school, I tell you. I didn't really think about school when I was at Newbury, because I was learning so many other things. I'd been so wound up in school with do this, do that all the time. At Newbury, no one was in charge. You could do what you wanted, what interested you. A couple of times, I was told to wash up, but that's fair enough. I felt as if I knew what I was doing, and that gave me some confidence.
Indeed it did. While he was there, he lived as an equal among young men and women from all sorts of backgrounds. He discovered a new kind of freedom. And a new sense of responsibility. Before, he'd been sorely lacking in confidence, and this had been made worse by a hearing problem. He only needed to miss one word of instruction in class, and he'd lost the gist. He felt stupid, and as a result, he played up.
When did you actually notice these changes that you're talking about?
Well, he phoned me from Newbury after about a week or two. I couldn't believe the change. He was so enthusiastic about everything and the way he spoke, so coherent. Before, he would usually speak in virtually unintelligible grunts. He sounded so proud and excited. He had learned how to build a fire, how to put up a tent, how to cook in the open. It was a Lawrence I didn't know.
And have you been to see the place yourself?
Yes, I have. I went there last March and I watched him show off his newfound skill of tree climbing. Didn't I, Lawrence?
Yes, and you remember how I used that £45 of my own money to buy that special harness for climbing. And the things you see from up there. You were there when they trashed that bridge, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
All that smashed concrete everywhere. It's terrible what they're doing to the countryside there. When I first came, I thought it was going to be just messing about. But when I realised the damage they're doing, I felt differently. It's so wrong.
Now, please answer questions 5 to 10. Now look at questions 11 to 14. And here follows the last part, part three. Listen, please.
Lawrence, earlier we talked about learning new skills. Did you pick up any other skills?
Yeah, I learned how to carve boats out of branches. Mm. Now I know the names of all trees and some of the birds. I even had a go at shooting a pheasant. Missed, though.
Mm-hmm. Let's come back now to another point. Your sense of responsibility. I mean, your mother said something about a barbed wire incident.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to go and steal some of this barbed wire with some of the lads. They were really pushing for me to join them, but I just wouldn't. This time I stood my ground. Not like school, where I'd be the first one to get into trouble.
He started realising his actions have consequences.
Here at Newbury, you watch and learn. It's up to you.
But all this happened 10 months ago. Have there been any lasting effects?
Absolutely. I got a part-time job in the summer at a farm, you know.
Really?
Then in September I went back to school.
Wasn't that difficult for you after Newbury?
At first I found it really hard and I got suspended again, but only for 3 days, mind. And since then I haven't been in any trouble. In fact, the opposite. Believe it or not, I actually got a commendation for an English essay about a shipwreck. It's something I'm quite proud of. And you know, at our school hardly anybody ever gets one.
Really? Well, the campaign at Newbury will almost certainly go on.
No doubt about that. If I wasn't so busy with school, I'd join them again.
But I'm afraid our time today has run out. I'd like to thank both of you for coming here today and to wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
Now, answer questions 11 to 14. And that's the end of the test.